This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That's funny, Jim?
It is. Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
All right, welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman. Been on spring break for 3 weeks. That's where I've been.
Spring break.
I've got tenure now, so I just take off when I want. I was in Israel.
Yes.
And with a group of 85, 88 of my best friends. And really enjoyed the trip. Many of them listen to American Family Radio. Wonderful people. Just love spending time with them and seeing Israel. But back and ready for class to begin today. I'm Tim Wildman, and joining me is Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And J.J. Jasper is out. He's away. I don't know where he is.
He's in DeRidder, Louisiana, isn't he, this weekend?
DeRidder. He's always on the road somewhere.
Yeah. His whole family is. I think they're all like Melanie's wife is teaching the women tomorrow. I think it's a whole weekend, and he's got the main service tomorrow. And so if you're in that area, just go to
DeRidder, Louisiana.
JJJasper.com, find out exactly where he is this weekend, and go look him up.
Yeah, JJ teaches Latin. so make sure you break down the Latin whatever.
Conjugate your verbs. And
you conjugate. Right there. Walker Wildman is making his Trivia Friday debut. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. JJ sets the bar high, so I'm going to try to do my best.
JJ and his alter ego
personality,
the old codger man that comes out of JJ.
But I still think JJ needs to name him. He needs to give him a name, like these folks who have the little dummy, the ventriloquist.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have a name for him. That's what JJ has to come up with.
As the years go on with JJ, I'm just wondering if those are going to become, inseparable people.
One takes over the other.
One takes over the other. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Parker, you're going to have to pick it up. Let's do it again.
Trivia
Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
That's what I'm talking about. Got to have a little spunk, a little excitement.
The class is falling asleep.
If you don't have it, the listeners pick up on it.
They
want you to be pumped and excited about your debut here on Trivia Friday. All right, here's how we do this. We're going to ask three questions each, and then we're going to pitch the phone calls to you. You're going to call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you do both. You answer one of our questions, and you ask us a trivia question, and everybody's happy.
Yes.
Basically, that's how this works. Let me give you the phone number here. And don't call if you've called and got on the air in the last 4 weeks. We love you, but we have a 4-week waiting period between calls where you get on the air with us. Here's the phone number to be on Trivia Friday, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Walker, we're up on Facebook Live.
We are. We're on Today's Issues Facebook page on Facebook. You can watch and listen to the show there.
And comment if you want to. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Is there anything else we failed to mention? We have a question.
Well, one of these 9 questions, because we each ask 3,
right.
And I know our listeners out there, our students, they're going, okay, 3 times 3, that's 9. One of these 9 questions is our mystery question. If you call in, if you answer it correctly, you hear this sound. That is the magic cowbell, and that means you are a winner of one of our AFA travel mugs. And for those of you who are watching on Facebook Live, you'll see that Tim, our lovely assistant, is holding up the mug in Vanna White style.
I don't want to be called lovely by you, but if you could come up with something else. I'll take debonair.
Debonair.
Yeah.
We'll stick it in the mail for you.
Okay.
You will have won a AFR travel mug. Easy for me to say.
Okay, Walker, since you're making your
rookie
debut here, yeah, you go ahead with your 3 questions.
All right, no pressure, right? Huh?
Bring it, Walker.
All right, here's my 3 questions. Who was the first NASA astronaut to visit space twice?
That's good. That's a good leadoff question right there.
That's excellent. A history
not
trivia.
Too hard, but not too easy.
Yeah. So who was the first NASA astronaut to visit space twice?
Right.
All
right.
My next question is, what is the only sea on the Earth with no coastline?
The only sea on the Earth with no coastline? Huh.
That's what I said at first.
I said,
I know the
huh.
answer. I know the answer to this.
What is the only sea on the Earth with no coastline?
Sea of
That's
love.
My second
the
question.
Sea of love.
There is no coastline for
Do
the sea of love.
Do you remember when we met? Go ahead, Walker. You have no idea what
I was
what
enjoying
I'm
that. Yeah. All right. Last question for me. What football teams have never made it to the Super Bowl? What football teams have never made it to the
Super Bowl? So we're going to shame some franchises today.
We are. Okay. Truth's coming.
Never ever made it. They never ever made it to the Super Bowl. Wow. All right, Ed, what do you got, my friend?
All right. First question. What Boston Celtics player from their 80s championship years was nicknamed Chief? What Boston Celtics player from their 1980s championship years was nicknamed Chief? Second question. What U.S. state is struck by lightning more times than any other? What U.S. state is struck by lightning more times than any other? And third question, in terms of average depth, what is the deepest ocean on Earth?
So we got the sea
We got
question.
Sea questions.
Sea with no shoreline, and we got...
What's the deepest ocean on Earth? We got an ocean
deepest,
question.
Oh, got an ocean question. All right,
and
here.
Of course, this is the deepest show on Earth. But
absolutely.
Now, but now we've got the deepest ocean question.
Absolutely. Thank you, Professor.
I'm working on my doctorate.
Yes.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, what poet wrote the following lines? Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. What famous poet came up with that line?
That was Luigi something. What was that? Luigi?
Nope. No, it wasn't, that, Professor Ed. That wasn't even in the ballpark, but I mean.
Luigi.
All right, here is the second question, and this is... Very interesting question. Not that the other ones aren't, but what is the best-selling novel of all time?
Ah.
What is the best-selling novel in human history? Number two, as opposed to animal history. number three, who was the first explorer to reach the North Pole? Who was the first explorer... To reach the North
Pole. Now, to me,
Pole.
That is such an easy question, but they don't really teach history anymore.
No, so. There's two names that pop up. Often confused, but yeah,
ah,
you're right.
Okay, so maybe I'm wrong.
It wasn't Dora the Explorer. Okay. I'll just tell you that right now. So you can,
it was Luigi something. What was Luigi? So,
that's Ed's answer for everything.
Yeah, are you having that for lunch?
Luigi!
Luigi?
Have a little Luigi for lunch.
Meatballs?
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I see. Make the Italian food jokes. Okay, I got
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's go to the phones.
All right, we're going to go first to Dave in Virginia. Dave called in at about 8:30 this morning to get on the show.
Amen, brother. That's commitment right there.
Welcome to the program, Dave.
Good morning, brothers.
Well, welcome to you, Dave. And
where's Dave calling from?
He's calling from Virginia. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
Boy, they're kind of tough on me today because I had to think fast. I think I'm going to take an attempt at Brother Walker's question number two.
All right, let him repeat that.
Okay, your second question, Walker.
Okay.
All right, my second question is, what is the only sea on Earth with no coastline?
The first thing that popped into my mind was the Sargasso Sea.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Good job, Dave.
Now, somebody explain this to me.
Well,
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with this.
It's in the middle of the South Pacific.
From what I studied, it is it's in the middle of I read it was in the middle of the North Atlantic, just off the U.S. East Coast near Bermuda, and it has four currents on each side, and thus it makes it its own sea.
Oh, that's how you define
okay.
what a sea
is?
Is
it in the Atlantic,
yeah.
really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. How'd you know that, brother?
Dave.
Brother Dave?
I don't know. I look at globes and atlases a whole lot. You know,
yeah.
I take trips around the world in my mind, and I just happened to remember that.
Well, very
so
good,
you take,
man.
Trips in your mind?
I do that. And you want people who like to travel like to think about going places.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Nothing strange about that.
Okay.
Dave from Virginia, that's great, man. Thanks for calling in. And you want to ask now us a question?
Okay. Yes, I have one for you. I think we're all familiar with Jacques Cousteau's famous ship that he traveled around the world in doing his explorations and his oceanography. We know it as the Calypso.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all familiar with that?
Yes, right. We are.
Okay. What was that ship before he took it over and took it into his service?
By the way, it was also a great song by John Denver.
Calypso. A lot of people don't know
serious.
This.
What was the purpose of that vessel before he made it into the Calypso?
Yeah, it was. A lot of people don't know this. It began as one of those lunch wagons for construction crews.
Selling
tacos and burgers.
Off.
So they took the wheels off it and made it.
I don't think we know.
No,
what's the answer, Dave?
You got us, Dave.
Well, would you believe that it was a minesweeper?
Really?
Probably decommissioned from the French Navy, but after World War II, it was minesweeper.
Jacques Cousteau bought it and renamed it the Calypso.
Well, he converted it into a floating laboratory for his oceanography.
Gotcha.
Experiments and things he found out.
Gotcha. Hey, Dave, thanks for calling, buddy. Good stuff. Thank you.
Listen, I want to confess up something here.
All right. Confession's good for the soul.
7 weeks ago, I was on and I made a blunderous statement. We were talking about the little islands in the human body, and I said they were the islands of Lohengrin. Y'all may remember that.
Yes,
I do.
Well, I looked that up, and Lohengrin was one of the Knights Templar. He was on the search for the Holy Grail. I just got two things in history mixed up, and I wanted to fess up that I was wrong about that.
Yeah, well, hey, it takes a big man to call in and confess that you made an error.
Let me just say this, Dave. Even in the making an error, you probably said a name and the Knights Templar, there's probably a bunch of people going, well, I don't even know what that is. So even your error sounded smart.
Yeah, and
yeah.
And, you know, Lohengrin was not in any of these pictures, you know, or on the islands.
That's right.
He was never there. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
All right,
God bless
Dave.
You. Y'all have a good day.
You too, Dave. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. Walker's filling in for JJ. JJ's,
I think he's in DeRidder, Louisiana.
He's traveling.
Yeah.
He's a traveling man. He's out there somewhere speaking. And we appreciate you listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're here every Friday, Monday through Thursday. We deal with a lot of heavy stuff, as you know. And on Fridays, we just sort of let our hair down, if you will.
I'm not saying.
Well, I got to come up with something.
We chill.
We're letting loose.
Because they're laughing because I don't have any hair on the top of my head.
I didn't say it.
I know, but when I say let our hair down, I mean, it's a metaphor, but still people look at me and they go.
And they go, seriously?
Yeah, right. You ain't got anything better than that because that ain't what you're doing.
We're chillaxing in the teacher's lounge.
Yeah, yeah, we're trying to communicate knowledge to America.
America.
Basically is what we're trying to do. Yeah. All right, back to the phones.
All right, back to the phones. And we go to North Carolina. Todd is on the line. Todd, welcome back, I should say, to Trivia Friday.
Ready. Well, good morning from the North Carolina campus of Learning University.
There we go. Multi-campus school. Well, Todd, you know how this drill goes. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which question you want to take a shot at?
Well, I'm going to take a shot at your question about the deepest ocean.
All right. Here it is. In terms of average depth, what is the deepest ocean on Earth?
I'm guessing the Pacific.
Yes.
It is correct.
Oh, there goes the cowbell.
And for the 24th time, Todd wins.
More cowbell.
Gets the mystery question.
Hey, why do you know the – I want to ask you a question, Todd, though, about that. I guess the thing, same thing before the show. Ed pitched that question out. The Pacific Ocean is the deepest on average. But now the Atlantic Ocean has the deepest place in the world, right?
That would still be the Pacific, I think.
The
Marianas Trench?
Yeah, is that not deeper than –
I think that's in the – but I think that's in the Pacific. Really? Todd would know. Where's the?
Well, I was thinking the same thing that Tim was thinking about, that the Marianas Trench would be like maybe the deepest single place in the world, but like I said, probably the Pacific Ocean overall would be the deepest ocean.
I think Walker's looking it up. I could be wrong about that. I got the Sargasso Sea wrong. I thought that was in the Pacific. So
Mariana, you need to do some more study of your oceans, Ed.
I guess so.
For you, Mariana,
Marianas Trench is the deepest part of the world's ocean and is located in the Western Pacific Ocean to the east of the Mariana Islands.
Okay.
Well, no, I moved it because I'm going to be right on this one. So, because I'm the dean of the school, therefore my answer
is
correct.
Just east of China and Japan.
What is that trench out there in the Atlantic that Red October went through?
That was the Luigi Trench.
All right. Ed, you got to link something back to the Italians, you know.
Whatever the name of it is, okay. It was discovered by an Italian.
The Italian space program. That's what we're going to explore next.
The Italian space program.
All right, what do you got for us, Todd, while Walker's looking up moving the Mariana Trench over?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say I'd like to donate my my travel bug to the next person who gets a question correctly, because I've won a couple of these travel bugs, so I just like to donate whoever mine to the next person who gets the question right.
All right, well that's good.
You
thank
can
you
make
very
some
much,
money
Todd.
Put one of these up on eBay though, don't you? Don't you, Todd? You know you're missing out but anyway, we'll donate it to charity.
Todd's won it enough. He's probably already put some stuff up on eBay.
Remember. All right, go ahead, fire away.
Okay. Well, my question is a Bible question, and it comes from the Old Testament book of Judges. Hmm. And my question is, what tribe was Gideon a member of?
All
right.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, we're talking amongst ourselves. Isn't it the tribe of Dan? Was he a Danite?
I was going to say Judah, but a Dan.
Well, we can have different answers.
We can have alternative facts.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying? I'm going to go with
Judah.
You studied the
Old
Testament.
I'm just
more
saying.
Than
I think it's
we're going to go Dan.
But I don't know. All right, that's going to be our guest, Todd.
Okay. Actually, I'm afraid you're incorrect, because the correct answer is Manasseh.
Okay. All right. So I'm sorry. I led you astray.
That's okay. No, you had a good guess. You know, the tribe of Dan.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that situation.
Well, in the sixth chapter of Judges, in verse 15, whenever the angel of the Lord is speaking to Gideon, Gideon is talking about that, you know, his clan was the weakest in all Manasseh, you know, because you know, it's like, you know, whenever the angel of the Lord was speaking to him, he called him, you know, a mighty man of valor. You know, but the thing about it was, you remember from that account, is why that, you know, Israel was having to, you know, thresh their wheat, you know, down in the, like in the valley instead of up on the hills, because they were afraid of like Midian and the Amalekites and others who were coming in at that time and stealing all their produce whenever the harvest came around.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Interesting.
Good.
Very interesting.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent
you.
Question, Todd. You got us.
Thank you, Todd.
All right.
And thank
it,
you for passing along your travel mug. So, folks, that means the next person to answer a question correctly gets the travel mug.
Donated by Todd.
Courtesy of Todd from
North
Carolina.
Write that off on your taxes, Todd, okay, as a donation to charity. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, and Walker Wildman. Ed, repeat your three questions, and then Walker, and then I will do it.
All right. What Boston Celtics player from their 80s championship years was nicknamed Chief?
You really got to know your NBA history to know that.
Yeah, I'll be a Boston fan. Second question, what U.S. state is struck by lightning more times than any other state? And I'm going to add a question since my deepest ocean question was taken, but I'm going back to the ocean.
That sounds like a song. My deepest ocean question was
well,
taken.
Well, it is now a song. Okay. You just made it into a song. Here's a question. Most lipstick contains fish scales.
Oh, wow.
Is that true or false?
I hope it's false.
Most lipstick contains fish scales.
I'm going home. We're going to have a talk tonight. If I've been being kissed with fish scales for 30 years. Huh?
Well, I mean, if it's true, you hadn't been complaining, right?
No,
you
but
were
I,
on the air,
no,
my
but
friend.
I'd rather not known that. Go ahead, Walker.
All right. Here are my two questions, then I'll add one, as Ed did. Who was the first NASA astronaut to visit space twice? Who was the first NASA astronaut to visit space twice?
Okay. Tom Hanks.
No, not Tom Hanks. He's a movie star.
All right.
Next question. What football teams have never made it to the Super Bowl?
We're going to shame somebody.
Oh, man.
Today.
And what's your third question?
My third question, which I'm adding because my no shoreline question has been answered. Who is the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants? Who is the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants?
I've seen that show a few times.
It's cute.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Whoever thought of that, those.
Gee, Patrick.
I don't know. It's almost like they were on drugs or something. You know, who thought about that? Hey, let's have a
talking sponge.
I know a cartoon about a sponge that lives in the bottom of the sea.
He's got SquarePants.
All right, Walker. Trivia Friday on AFR. Here are my three questions. I'm moving beyond SquarePants of SpongeBob to I'm raising the level here of literary value. Number one, my question is, what famous poet wrote the following lines? Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. Number two question, what is the best-selling novel in history, what is the answer to that question? And number three, who was the first explorer to reach the North Pole? Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I tell you what do we got, a minute before the break? Let's go to our break early. We're going to go to our break early. Those of you who listen every week, you know we're going to our break a minute early. But we're going to come back and take your phone calls with your answers and your questions on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. So stay with us. We'll be back momentarily.
And Eric in Wisconsin and Michael from Kansas will be first up.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Whoa, we have not had a response like this before. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We've been doing these spiritual heritage tours for like 20 years. We're sold out for June already, if you can believe that. We've got space left on our September tours of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, and then Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. We call them spiritual heritage tours, and I don't know how long these September seats will last. To what do you attribute that to, someone might ask? Maybe it's the fact that we have a new person occupying the White House. Maybe that has something to do with it. But in any event, we welcome you to come with us on our September Spiritual Heritage Tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon and Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. Those are two separate trips. You can do both, or you can do one or the other. We'd love to have you. Go to spiritualheritagetours.com. spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Liberty University is in the business of training champions for Christ, the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 500 programs of study, along with an online degree program designed for thousands of active duty and military veterans. Beyond the classroom, students meet together weekly for worship and to hear from some of the nation's leading experts in the arts, politics, and business. Liberty University, committed to academic excellence with a Christian worldview. Wayne Mack is the Justice of the Peace in Montgomery County, Texas, just a few miles north of Houston. Before the start of the court day, Judge Mack invites a volunteer chaplain to offer a word of prayer. But the Freedom From Religion Foundation says the judge is out of order, and they filed a federal lawsuit demanding the judge cease and desist the petitions to the Almighty. The perpetually offended group of atheist agnostics and freethinkers was especially aggrieved by remarks the judge made in 2014, telling a gathering at a prayer breakfast that as the justice of the peace, he brings the Prince of Peace to work every day. For the record, the Texas State Commission on Judicial Conduct and the Texas Attorney General say it's perfectly legal to have chaplains in the courtroom. In other words, the Freedom From Religion Foundation's lawsuit may not have a prayer. I'm Todd Starnes.
Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man, with an eye like an eagle and as tall as a mountain was he. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man. He was brave, he was fearless, and as tough as a mighty oak tree. From the coonskin cap on the top of old Dan to the heel of his rawhide shoe, the rippin'est, roarin'est, fightin'est man the frontier ever knew.
The rippin'est, roarin'est, fightin'est man. This just gives me chills.
How many millions of... especially young boys, watched that show.
With Fess Parker?
Then had their parents buy them a coonskin cap.
Yep. I had the flintlock rifle.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And then go out in the backyard and find you some woods, and you became Daniel Boone right there.
I have that. That was a great theme song right there. Yeah. I have that on my iPod.
Do you really?
I am such a nerd when it comes to stuff like that.
I thought you were going to say that was your ringtone on your cell phone.
If I could figure out a way to do it, I would.
That's a great song.
It's great, man.
Daniel Boone. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones. Let me give the phone number. By the way, you can go to Facebook Live, for today's issues, and we're live video streaming the show there. You can comment there. If you want to send us an email for any reason, not for any reason. Think about it before you send it.
And we don't read questions on the air.
No, we don't.
From email.
But we read the questions. We read comments that are sent to us via email.
Right.
What I'm saying. That's my own personal one. Whoa, I almost slipped there, didn't I? Although mine's public, so, you know, I get 100 emails a day minimum. Here is the email address, comments@afr.net. Here's the phone number to reach us on Trivia Friday, 888-589-8840. I said 888-589-8840. Back to the phones.
We do go back to the phones. We go to Wisconsin. Eric is on the line. Eric, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, Eric, where are you listen to AFR in Wisconsin, or you listen on the internet?
I'm listening on the radio down at my farm.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm just trying to figure out which station you're listening to, but anyway.
Yep.
Thanks for, you know which radio station you're listening to?
I think it's 88.5.
Okay, well, we'll check. All right, well, thanks for calling, brother, from the great state of Wisconsin. Would you want to ask or answer or both?
I'll do both.
Okay, go ahead with your...
which one you want to answer?
The lipstick question.
Here's the question. Mm-hmm. Good, this guy's right on.
Yeah.
Most lipstick contains fish scales. Is that true or false, Eric?
I think it's false.
It is true.
Really?
It is absolutely true. Most lipstick contains fish scales. They do that to get that sheen. And this is from, I looked this up. Most of these, if they sound bizarre, I look them up elsewhere, and sure enough, read an article on the Huffington Post where a science person was talking about, and I have several more good ones for the weeks ahead.
I want to know who thought this up. I want to know who's fishing one afternoon and pulled a bass out and said, you know what? I think we could put this
in lipstick.
Make it something that we put on women's lips.
Well, it is absolutely 100% true.
Well, they'll pay you if you catch some bass out at the lake. They'll pay you for the fish scales.
Fish scales? You can make money.
They will
off that
ship
thing?
Them in.
Do they? They must harvest them some way. Probably not that way, but
good answer. You tried.
You tried.
You tried. Yep. Anyway, go ahead with your question.
Where did the Gideon Bible Society start?
The what now? Say again.
Where did the Gideon Bible Society start?
Where did the Gideon Bible Society start? You mean like what state, what city? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I think they're located in Nashville.
Are they are now, or you think that's
you're
where they
talking about the
originated? Gideons?
Like the Gideons who hand Bibles out all over America or all over the world?
But
in the U.S.? I don't know. Nashville.
Tim's going to say Nashville. I'm going to say someplace in Wisconsin since you're asking it. You're from Wisconsin. You have a guess, Walker?
No.
All right. That's the two guesses we have on the board. Are we close, Eric?
Yeah, it's in a hotel in Bastrop, Wisconsin by two traveling salesmen who wanted to put Bibles in hotel rooms.
Okay, so it was in Nashville?
Nope, it was Bastrop, Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Oh, in Wisconsin.
What are you saying?
Okay, all right.
Your
phone's a little garbled.
Yeah. See if you can work on that.
So Wisconsin produced the Gideons.
Wow.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, and right. Cheese.
And cheese and the Green Bay Packers.
And the Packers.
Yeah.
All right, brother, thank you. Take care. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Oh, man. I'm busy
your
looking up what
station hanging
he's
his head
to.
In shame.
All right, well, let's try this again. We're going to give him a break because it's his first.
It's his rookie nerves.
Yeah, so let's do this. We you're listening to Trivia Friday. We also call this
Learning University. Oh, Ed.
Yeah, Learning University on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, then we'll go back to the phones.
Okay. All right. What Boston Celtics player from their 80s championship years was nicknamed Chief? Second question, what U.S. state is struck by lightning more times than any other state? And I will throw in a Bible question. How many deacons were chosen in Acts chapter 6?
How many deacons were chosen
in Acts chapter 6?
And did they rotate off? Did they ever rotate off?
They didn't explain that in Acts chapter 6, but I'm guessing they probably did.
Many Baptist pastors wondering, did they ever permanently rotate off? Because anyway, go ahead, Walker. What do you got over there?
My first question is, who was the first NASA astronaut to visit space twice?
The first one. You know, there's more than one then that visited space twice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
My second one is, what football teams have never made it to the Super Bowl?
Wow.
What NFL football teams have never made it to the Super Bowl?
So sad.
It is.
So sad to go through your whole fandom, your career as a follower of a team, and you never, ever, ever reach the Super Bowl.
Maybe this will encourage them, too. My last question is, who is the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants?
And we all want to know that one.
Yeah, that's a deep
one. It wasn't Barry White.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
That question is for those trying to get their associate's degree.
All right, okay. Trivia Friday, here are my three questions. What poet wrote the following lines? Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. Who wrote that? Number two, what is the best-selling novel of all time? And number three, who was the first explorer to reach the North Pole? The North Pole. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
And we go to Kansas, and Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're doing great. Mm-hmm. It is Friday. We're chillaxing in the teacher's lounge here and just fellowshipping with our students. So, Michael, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question you want to take a shot at?
Hey, well, there's three of them that I have a guess for, but...
got to pick one.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to try the North Pole one.
Oh, good. All right, here we go. Let me get back to that question in just a second here. Okay, who was the first explorer to reach the North Pole? And go ahead.
Okay, a total guess. I'm going to say Admiral Byrd.
Good guess. That's the top two. That's one of the top two names that come to mind. Byrd, I think, was South Pole, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it was going to be my guess. So, Michael, and
I know
I
he went
alike.
To both of them.
Yeah, I think he was South Pole as far as just being the first. There was another gentleman who is credited with being the first to reach the North Pole. But a good try. That name is certainly, you know, on the Mount Rushmore of explorers.
What was that? Admiral Byrd's, was his name Robert Byrd? I know I'm thinking maybe think the West Virginia senator, but what was his first name? Do you know, Michael? Admiral Byrd?
It's totally slipping my mind. I've
Well, then I'm going to say Luigi. I'm going to say Luigi.
You got Luigi.
I don't know why. I don't know. I got Luigi on the brain
today. Three times today.
What's your question for us, Michael?
Okay, so mine's a NASA-based question, too. And we've all heard all of the major conspiracy theories out there. And there's a couple that are really top on the list. But... one of them has now been completely verified and validated as true now. And it actually has been for quite some time. There's just cognitive dissonance that doesn't allow people to believe it. But my question is, which government agency indirectly proved that NASA has never sent a man to the moon?
Which government agency has proven that NASA never sent a man to the moon?
Yes. They indirectly proved it.
So you don't believe we've been to the moon?
Absolutely not.
All right. Okay. Where then was it?
I guess we don't make these debate shows. So just, you know, go ahead. I have no idea what the answer is. So
go ahead.
Yeah, just go ahead and, tell
I have a guess.
Oh, you do have a guess?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the TSA.
All right.
TSA.
Which is under the Department of Homeland Security, but I'll all go right. with the TSA.
All right. So that's the only guess we got.
That is a good guess, but the answer is NASA themselves.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How did they indirectly prove it? If it's got to be quick, though, we don't.
Okay, very quickly. They recently put out a promotion show for their new Orion spacecraft that is supposed to take men to Mars. And in that video, they explained that it's going to be launched out to 36,000 miles, which is, I guess, the top of low Earth orbit. And right beyond that point are the Van Allen radiation belts, which they say are extremely dangerous and extremely high radiation. They said, though, that this spacecraft now has protection and that they're going to be testing, sending it through these Van Allen belts. And they have to make sure that their shielding works before they can send any men or any human being through this region of space.
Okay, you're running out of time, Michael. You got 10 more seconds.
We all know that the moon is over they say that it's over 200 some odd thousand miles from the Earth, but they say that they have to test before they can send a man past 36,000 miles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Something to consider. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Michael.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I know some people believe it was all filmed in Arizona in a desert. Yeah. Talking about the man on the moon.
Well, and I just want to make clear to our listeners, we don't... If we debate things on Trivia Friday, it breaks, you know, it's not a fun-loving show.
So right. We're going to be here a while.
We don't debate theology or anything.
We'll wait till Monday morning.
That's right. Monday morning we'll talk about it.
Right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones. Ed, who's next?
All right. We go to Louisiana. Harvey is on the line. Harvey, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, guys. As one of the last of the Renaissance men, I'd like to answer the poetry question and then give you a sports question.
All right. Let me pull up my Renaissance man question for you there, Brother Harvey. Here's the question. What poet wrote the following lines? Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. Who wrote that?
Robert Frost.
Oh, no, wait a second. Now, he's the first person to answer correctly, right? So he gets a travel mug.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Harvey, you get compliments of Todd in North Carolina.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, tell Todd I appreciate it.
Well, we will, and you just make sure you hang on so we can get your address to mail you this travel mug. All right, so what's your question for us?
It's a basketball question. Who scored or who had the very first quadruple double in NBA history?
All right, let us talk amongst ourselves, Harvey, for just a minute.
Who had a quadruple double?
Now you're talking points, rebounds, assists. That's your triple.
And his blocks.
That was the year they added blocks and steals.
So you have five categories of statistics then?
Five categories.
And you're saying there was a person who once had
a quadruple double.
Yeah. I'll give you a hint. It was in 1974-75 season.
74-75.
Hold on just a minute, Harvey. 74-75. Okay. Can you give us one more hint? Would it have been a big man or a guard?
Yeah, it was a big man.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves. What about Will Chamberlain? How long did he play?
Chamberlain, he would have been on. That would have been the last of him. You're talking about Jabbar years, right?
Yeah.
And Moses Malone and those kind of guys.
No, I think Moses was after that. Moses didn't come into the NBA until like 77, 78.
You're in the prime of Jabbar right there.
Jabbar or Bill Walton?
Bill Walton, either one.
Yeah.
But we're gonna go with Jabbar, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No, it was actually the guy who Jabbar said was the toughest defender he ever faced. It was Nate Thurmond.
Nate Thurmond. Huh. Played for the Golden State Warriors, I think.
Actually, that was the year he got traded to Cleveland, of all places. And he played for the Cavaliers, and he had a quadruple-double.
That was also
the year that Golden State won the championship.
Sorry, you head of the Nate Thurmond fan club, Harvey.
I just used to really know trivia when I was young.
Okay.
Well, we all did when our brains had plenty of room, didn't they?
Right.
I remember the starting lineup of the Boston Red Sox and their batting averages and all that.
You just couldn't remember what your wife said. Get at Walmart on the way home. That's what I used to get. I give you three things. You can remember every stat from the 72 Cardinals, but you can't remember bread, milk, and eggs. All right. Thank you,
Harvey.
Hey, Harvey,
stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold. And congratulations and a gift to you from Todd from North Carolina. You'll have an AFR travel mug.
Thank you, Harvey. Have a good day, my friend.
Appreciate it.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with David Tagliano. J.J. Jasper is away today, and Walker Wildman is making his debut as a visiting professor here, an adjunct professor. Don't know what that means, but it sounds fancy. I'm a graduate assistant. You're a grad assistant, but you know, it won't take you long to get qualify here to be a full-time professor.
Because the bar is not really that high.
Our students listening out there would agree with Professor Ed. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's go back to the phones.
Yes, indeed. We go to North Carolina, and Tim is on the line. Tim from North Carolina, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome, Tim. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
The one I love sports. So the one Walker's question about the
Super Bowl football team not making Super Bowl?
All right, we're going to repeat the question.
Here's my question. What NFL football teams have never made it to the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm probably going to embarrass myself, but I've been watching football a long time, and I just can't remember these teams making it. Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
How many are there?
Can I tell them that?
Yeah, you can tell them that. How many are?
There's four.
Cleveland Browns.
That's true.
That's mm-hmm. correct.
Detroit Lions.
That is true.
One more.
And the fourth one, I'll say San Diego Chargers.
Oh, man. Close.
No, they got beat by the 49ers.
Yeah.
So who's the other?
He's got one more. I mean, it's still a question that's out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But that's what a great guess, that Tim.
Is. Yeah, you got three out of four.
Very and I'll say this, Tim, those three were in my mind, too, and I can't think of the fourth one. I'd have to cycle through all the divisions to, you know, to try to pick it up. But
that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to go through the NFC and the AFC, and those are the ones that I could.
Well, you made it easier for the next person, so you got
three
out of four.
I tell you what, that Cleveland-Detroit area is like the devil's triangle for NFL teams, huh?
It's really hard to believe, you know, they've never gone to the Super Bowl.
I know. Well,
the Browns and
they stunk. I mean, that's what's not hard to believe when you look at the teams.
You think you'd luck out 1 year.
But you should.
The Browns and the Lions have been around. I think they're probably some of the original NFL franchises.
Well, and they won a lot of championships in the, I think, 40s and 50s. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Do you have a question for us, Tim?
Yes, I do. And I've been listening to y'all a long time, and this question is kind of the one that's always stuck in my mind to ask. So I hope I can phrase it correctly.
Okay.
We have NCAA basketball going on right now. So who is the Division I coach in the NCAA that has the most wins? What Division I coach NCAA has the most wins?
What sport?
You talking about basketball?
You're talking about basketball.
Basketball.
All right, we're gonna talk amongst ourselves here for a minute, Tim. Don't say yes or no. Has John Wooden been passed?
You talking about active? You talking about active?
Not active coaches. No, all time of any coaches ever.
All right.
Well, yeah, let us talk. Tim, let us talk amongst ourselves here. John Wooden, I don't know how you beat his record, but you got Adolph Rupp, you got Dean Smith. I mean, these are legendary. But I got to go with –
That's what I think. I think it's John Wooden.
John Wooden. We're going to go with John Wooden, Tim.
Well, I know y'all were thinking in the men's category of men's coaches, but –
Oh, you tricked us.
It's Pat Summitt.
Pat Summitt.
Was she with Tennessee?
Yeah, she passed away recently of Alzheimer's.
Yes, she did.
She won more national titles with she coached the Volunteers, didn't she? Tennessee?
Lady Vols.
Yeah.
Well, her all-time, you know, with all her teams, you know, she had her total wins. I believe it's somewhere around 1,090-some.
Wow. Yeah, but let me tell you something. That coach from UConn is going to catch her and pass her and put that – record away for men's and women's forever, probably. I mean,
I agree.
But anyway, yeah. Thank you for calling, Tim. What's the gentleman's name who's the coach for UConn women? They lost like one game in 4 years or something like that, too. Mm. It's amazing. And they beat everybody by 40.
Yeah.
I mean, the average beat teams by 40. They ought to probably bump up to play the men. and they probably beat them, too. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as?
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air and has been on the air for about 47 minutes or so. Trivia Friday. We're going to repeat our questions for the last time this half hour, and then back to the phones we will go to continue educating Americans as best we can.
Making you more smarter.
Yes, we do.
All right, here are my questions. What Boston Celtics player from their 80s championship years was nicknamed Chief? Second question, what U.S. state is struck by lightning more times than any other? And a Bible question, how many deacons were chosen in Acts chapter 6?
How many? And also, how many deacons can dance on the
head of a pin?
Head of a pin. Huh. That's what I want.
One of those tough theological questions.
Yes. Go ahead, Walker.
All right. My questions are, my first one is, who was the first NASA astronaut to visit space twice? My second question is, which our caller Tim was very close to answering, one team away from answering, what NFL football teams have never made it to the Super Bowl?
Never, ever, 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 ever made it to the Super Bowl.
That's sad.
It's a shame.
It is.
It's a shame.
It's a crying shame.
It's a crying shame.
My last one is, who is the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants? Who is the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants?
It's not Bob Denver.
And it's not Luigi.
Bob Denver.
Bob Denver.
All right. So here are my questions that have heretofore. A lot of people have been waiting on me to use that word today. Just waiting. But now you can have lunch, people, because I've used heretofore. What is the best-selling novel of all time? I'm talking about in all of history. What is the best-selling novel of all time? Number two, who was the first explorer to reach the North Pole? And it wasn't Byrd.
Admiral Byrd.
It wasn't Admiral Byrd.
It wasn't Admiral Luigi Byrd.
Admiral Byrd. He made some pretty good Cool Whip, but he never reached the North Pole. Who was the first explorer to reach the North Pole? And I shall, at this time, add a third question, given we've got 35.
So this has heretofore been unasked.
Duly noted. Duly noted, Professor Ed. Here's my question that you haven't heard yet, because I'm just now introducing it. And here it is. What toy, first introduced in 1979, sold over 100 million units by the year 1982? Think back.
How many? 100 million?
What toy, first introduced in 1979, sold over 100 million units by the year 1982? Want to know the answer to that question? Right there. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Ed.
Well, we go to Texas, and my man, Ed, is on the line. Welcome to the program, Ed.
Oh, thank you, guys. You know the saying, two Eds are better than one, right?
You beat me to it.
Wow, I've never heard that before. That is good. Two Eds are better than one.
Ed and I have driven our loved ones crazy by pulling that one out of the closet every time.
That and the Mr. Ed jokes.
Yeah, Mr. Ed jokes. Yeah. Well, Ed, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do that Mr. Ed thing.
I'll do both.
You do that horse thing.
I do both.
Okay. Do it, Ed. Go ahead.
Wilbur.
There you go. I wanted to hear that. That made my day right there. That's all I need to do.
We're going
to
go lunch now.
Yeah, I can go lunch now. Ed, go ahead. You want to ask?
He wants to do both. Okay, which one you want to answer, Ed?
The one about the Boston Celtics who's nickname was the Chief.
All right. What Boston Celtics player from their 80s championship years was nicknamed Chief?
That would be Robert Parrish.
Robert Parrish. That is correct.
Yeah. 7 foot. I think he was from Louisiana.
Was he from? Oh, okay.
I want to say he was originally from Louisiana, but he had to go up against Jabbar.
Oh, yeah.
There were
some battles.
With
the Lakers.
Yeah, the Lakers
in the 80s.
Ed, good.
Excellent job. I was afraid nobody would take a shot at that, but Ed, you came through for me.
What's your question for us?
I don't win the
travel mug.
Travel mug, huh?
Somebody already had won it.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask a question if you.
Well, let me just say, Ed. Let me say to you, brother. There are other days ahead that the travel mug will be available, and you're going to win it one day, Ed. I know you. Can you hold on through the break?
I hear the music. I just wanted to say that the Back to Genesis conference is going on in Midland today and this weekend. You all know about that.
Go ahead and tell us.
Back to Genesis.
Yeah, I know who Back to Genesis is, but where is it going on? What time?
It's pretty much all day today and tomorrow at First Baptist Church.
Okay. Did you want to hold on and ask us a question, or do you need to go?
That's okay.
Okay, Ed.
That's okay.
Thank you, brother. Take care. Take care. Have a great day. You're listening.
He held on for a long time, so he probably had to go.
Hang on.
No,
help is on the way. I'll be there as fast as I can. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.